Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey, beautiful souls. It's your girl, Laura Bennett here, coming at you live with another episode of Manifesting Money. Today, we're diving deep into something super powerful, but often overlooked: letting go of emotional attachments to material possessions. Now, I know what you're thinking. Laura, how can I possibly detach from my favorite sweater or that cool vintage record player? Trust me, it's not about becoming a minimalist monk living in a cave, though. Hey, if that's your jam, go for it. It's about shifting our mindset and understanding the true power of abundance. Ever felt like you're constantly chasing happiness through buying things? That new gadget, those designer shoes, they promise instant gratification, right? But let's be real, do they truly bring lasting fulfillment? We often tie up emotions with objects, creating a false sense of security and worth. It's like we believe if I have this thing, then I will be happy. But happiness, true inner joy, comes from within. So how do we break free from this cycle? How do we create space for abundance without getting tangled up in material things? Here are five key takeaways to help you shift your perspective. First, recognize the temporary nature of possessions. Remember that shiny new phone? It'll likely be outdated in a year. That trendy outfit? Next season's gonna bring something else entirely. Recognizing that nothing lasts forever helps us detach from their perceived value and appreciate the present moment. Think about it like this: your favorite childhood toy might have held immense meaning, but now it probably sits in a box, collecting dust. It's a gentle reminder that things come and go, and true value lies in experiences and connections. Second, focus on gratitude for what you already have. Seriously, take a moment to appreciate the roof over your head, the food on your plate, the loved ones in your life. Gratitude is a powerful magnet for more abundance. It shifts our focus from lack to appreciation. Start a gratitude journal, or simply take a few minutes each day to reflect on the good things in your life. Third, find joy in experiences, not just things. Ever notice how vacations, concerts, or even a great conversation with a friend can bring lasting happiness? Invest in experiences that enrich your soul, create memories, and foster connections. It's about quality over quantity, people. Fourth, give back to others. When we focus on helping others and contributing to the greater good, we feel a sense of purpose and fulfillment that transcends material possessions. Volunteer your time, donate to causes you care about, or simply offer a helping hand to someone in need. The act of giving itself is incredibly rewarding. And finally, remember that true wealth lies in inner peace and contentment. This doesn't mean we can't enjoy nice things. It's about finding balance and understanding that happiness isn't found in what we earn, but in how we live our lives. Cultivate self-love, embrace your unique talents, and pursue passions that bring you joy. Let me tell you a story. I used to be obsessed with designer bags. I mean, seriously obsessed. I'd spend hours browsing online, drooling over the latest collections. One day, I realized I was spending more time and money on these bags than I was on experiences or even personal growth. It felt like this emptiness, this yearning for something more, kept me chasing after another bag. So I made a decision to sell my entire collection and use the money to invest in travel and learning new skills. You know what? The freedom and sense of purpose that came from letting go of those material attachments was priceless. It allowed me to experience life more fully and connect with myself on a deeper level. So, here's the takeaway. Releasing emotional attachment to material possessions isn't about deprivation, it's about liberation. It's about creating space for true abundance, both within ourselves and in our lives. Start by practicing gratitude, focusing on experiences, and giving back to others. Remember, you are worthy of happiness, joy, and fulfillment, regardless of what you own. Let me know in the comments below what's one thing you're ready to let go of today. Maybe that pair of shoes you never wear or that old t-shirt you keep just in case. Let's start decluttering our minds and our lives. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast so we can spread the love and empower more people to live their most abundant lives. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.